So I'm Peter.
I'm Tess.
And we're going to talk about Metro, Oregon Metro, which is a tri-county government in the greater Portland area, which covers a lot of stuff. And we got to see most of it when we did the new employee tour. So it was a competitive bid process to get the branding project. And we were working with Owen Jones and we won it. And part of the discovery phase, what you would call the discovery phase, what generally is known as the discovery phase, was us going on a new employee tour with all the new employees of Metro, because it's a huge organization, lots of employees. So we got on a huge, like...
Tour bus,
or like something like if you are retired and you go on a tour of Ireland. It's that type of bus.
Yeah.
And they took us all around.
It was pretty comfy.
Yeah, it was great. Great by bus standards. The first place we went was like this wetlands area, Smith and Bybee Wetlands, where a park ranger walked us around.
Had you been there before?
Never.
No.
I didn't even know it existed. And it was sort of in a weird spot,
tucked away
up kind of by North Portland, almost to Janssen Beach.
There's some good kayaking.
Hmm. Saw turtles and birds and lots of other things up there. And then they took us to the dump.
Yeah. AKA
the Metro Central Transfer Station.
Yeah.
But people do call it the dump in an affectionate way. Then we went to the zoo, the Oregon Zoo.
Yeah.
And we rode a train all around the zoo and saw lots of animals and got to feed a giraffe, which evacuated an enormous amount of urine at the same time I was feeding it. So it was kind of hard, like I was avoiding the splatter. And then we fed a baby elephant, which was very cute. And then we went to the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. And that was sort of our orientation of Metro and everything that they do.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to be able to see all of it. But I also think it was good because, I mean, that was kind of part of Metro's communication problem is that people don't know who they are, even though they're all over Portland. They're involved in so many things. And that's also what was hard about this project was like representing so many different groups and people within one organization. We did a mountain of sketches that we...
just hand sketches of tons and tons of logos.
Yeah, what was kind of unique about this process was that we're going to go into user testing with kind of three final logos, like three directions. So we're kind of working towards finalizing three different ideas and concepts completely. And then did user testing for a while. You know, we learned a lot from that, and then we took that and refined everything into the final logo, which the interesting thing, did I say interesting like all the time? That's usually your thing.
Because it's also interesting.
I know, that's usually your thing.
I say interesting thing?
No, you said, I don't want to say interesting.
I think I say, to be honest, I start way too many sentences by saying, actually, to be honest with you. Speaking of which, once we had that final logo...
They told us it was going to be a 50-year rollout, which I think was partly because of, you know, the resources they had and partly because of how many places the Metro logo exists then. You know, no one really notices except me now everywhere because I'm like, oh, look at here, this weird little sidewalk thing or a little sign or a large sign. But the team over at Metro, shout out to Janice and George over there.
Best.
They have done an amazing job at like rolling out the brand and have done so much work internally. So we're already seeing the logo everywhere, which is exciting. And as part of our track record of branding, it was also made into cookies.
So the baked goods version of our logos, like this has happened with more clients than we can count.
Yeah.
And I think that's our shining star as a design studio is that we've had cakes, we've had multiple cookies. I think there have been cupcakes.
Yeah.
All with logos created by Studio Dad.
I know. Very exciting.